The United Way campaign is underway in the East Metro area and Western Wisconsin, and we're pleased to have with us this morning on Club 1220, Angie Lean, who is the Executive Director of the United Way of Washington County East. Good morning, Angie.
Good morning. Thank you so much for inviting me, Jeff.
Well, this is your second year with the United Way. Easier than the first year?
Well, yeah, it's great to have 1 year completely under my belt, and we're just so excited to be starting out this new campaign this year, my second time through, having a lot of fun.
Well, yesterday was the annual Community Leadership Breakfast held in Lake Elmo, and how did that go?
It went great. We had about 200 people join us. We had a lovely breakfast. Jay Lund, the CEO of Anderson Corporation, was our keynote speaker, and he just did a fabulous job, and I think everybody really enjoyed the program.
And what do you do at these community leadership breakfasts? What are your goals?
You know, the a lot of people that join us at the breakfast are coordinators or are ambassadors. They help us spread the word to the community a lot of times in their workplace campaigns. So we try to just talk about, you know, new ideas, ways to inspire and engage the community to help and become aware of the needs in the community, get involved in any way, volunteer, donate. So they're kind of like our cheerleaders. We try to have a little bit of fun, a little bit of food, and share any information on the needs in the community as well.
Well, the big public event going on this weekend to start the United Way campaign is going to be at the Stillwater Lift Bridge on Saturday, and it's called Hands Across the River. And you are involved with another United Way organization in this event.
Right. You know, as if one campaign kickoff isn't enough, we're going to have another one. Yes, we're collaborating with our friends across the river, United Way of St. Croix Valley, and essentially, this is a massive photo opportunity. We are gathering about 200 volunteers. We're all going to wear these fun Live United t-shirts with the Stillwater Lift Bridge on the back, and we're going to join hands across the Stillwater Lift Bridge. We're inviting the media to join us, and we've got a plane flying in to get a photo. We have a boat coming down the river to get a photo. We also have a photographer that will be in a cherry picker that Xcel Energy donated. So we're getting it's really about getting some amazing photos and just building some awareness and buzz around the campaign that it's kicking off. You know, it really is a symbol of our commitment to each other and to the communities that we serve.
And that will be on Saturday. What time are you going to start?
Saturday, September 14th, it starts at 10 a.m. So as soon as the bridge comes down, we're going to be walking out onto the sidewalk of the bridge and then getting our photos. And we've got about an hour before the bridge goes back up again. And if people are interested in joining us, they can call our office if they want to pick up a T-shirt. But they can do that ahead of time or the time of the event as well.
And that phone number is 651-439-3838 for the United Way Washington County East. We're joined by Angie Lean, who's the executive director. And I've already seen a few of these little signs around town. They look like a house. And I've seen some of them around town. Tell us about those.
You know, we call those our home fronts. And it's really our brand identity, really. It's got our logo on it. We put them outside of organizations that are United Way supporters. And it's just a way to remind the community that when you're driving through the community, oh, yeah, the campaign's kicking off. I got to get my pledge card in. Or it's just a reminder of, you know what, I want to get involved. I'm going to call them, see if I can volunteer. But we get a lot of positive feedback on the home front. So it's a symbol of building better lives around the community.
One of those home front signs is outside the brand new Pub 112 in downtown Stillwater, and Pub 112 is going to be a part of one of your fundraisers this fall.
Yes, indeed. We are so excited. We are bringing back our fundraiser. It used to be called Casino Night, where it's under a new name, Spirit of Giving. It's a costume ball, and it'll be held on October 26th at Pub 112. We're so excited about it. There'll be a live band, costume contest, silent and live auctions, and fabulous food, of course, because it's at Pub 112.
When are reservations due?
Well, we feel like we're going to sell out. So we are encouraging the public to go online now on our website, which is buildbetterlives.org, and just purchase their tickets. They're $50 a person, and can do that now. Tickets are selling already.
Buildbetterlives.org. There's also a website for the United Way, which is UWWCE.org.
Right. And yep. And both of those will get you to our location, so that'll be good.
Now, that other website we just referred to, UWWCE.org, gives a lot of information about the United Way efforts here in the East Metro area. And we want to emphasize that while we talk about the United Way campaign, United Way is not just a fundraising organization that comes to your business or house looking for money. It's much more than that.
Absolutely. We, outside of fundraising and distributing allocations in the spring, we also work to make a positive impact in this community. One of the greatest programs that we brought, this was a few years ago in 2009, is Fair for All. And that is a partnership with the Emergency Food Shelf Network. And so twice a month, they truck in lots of frozen meats, fruits, vegetables, produce, breads and pastries. They sell the food at about 40 to 50% off. The breads and the pastries are free. And the best thing about this program is there are no requirements. So it's for anybody. If you want to stretch your food budget, here's a way to do it. They come twice a month, one at the Stillwater Junior High School and one time at the Afton Elementary School. And for dates, you can just go online on our website.
And United Way, Washington County East, is very much a community organization. You have lots of volunteers who not only raise the money, but they decide how it's spent. They come up with ideas for suggesting how that money to be spent and just kind of set priorities for human services right here in our area.
Right. We are absolutely community-focused, locally funded, locally governed. And so, of course, right now it's all about campaign and kicking off and building awareness. But in the springtime, we work with over 40 volunteers from the community, and they do the research. They meet with our partner agencies. They do site visits and tours and review grant applications. And they really understand what the gaps are in the community. And together, collectively, we determine how to allocate the funds that we raise in the fall. So it's very much a community effort.
The United Way campaign getting underway this week on Saturday at 10 a.m. It's Hands Across the River at the Stillwater Lift Bridge at 10 o'clock, and that will be folks from the United Way of Washington County East, along with the United Way St. Croix Valley campaign. That's at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, and lots of events for the campaign coming up. Angie Lean is the Executive Director of United Way, Washington County East. Angie, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much, Jeff.